It's the Rokon Show with Anna DeBlasis right here, 720 WGN. Our live broadcast for the Blackhawks take on the National Predators in the first round of the 2017 Stanley Cup playoffs, brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park the new home for your business and sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. We have a full house here. We brought the whole crew. Richard Roper is with us. Kevin and Violetta are with us. Yeah. No, that is a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. We're very lucky to be able to be here.
Violetta's already caused a lot of trouble here at the United Center.
No, I haven't.
Now, you think that the United Center is the kind of place that would be Violetta-proof, right?
Because
it's
would.
Like, it's used to, like, children.
Fans. You know, maybe get a little too excited.
Security.
Too much. Then maybe people who are drunk or maybe
sure.
people who are just...
There's a lot of overstimulation here.
Yes, exactly. But Violetta already tried to sneak into a closed concession stand before they opened earlier by sticking her head through a metal grate and has found herself in other parts of the building where they're like, excuse me, a little girl, you're going to have to go home.
Where are your parents?
Yes.
It gets a little awkward when people ask you questions like that.
Violetta reminds me of every movie where they create the perfect artificial human being. And this is the first time they send her out into the real world. And like, well, she's a little overstimulated.
What's
this?
What could go wrong?
That? This feels like, cool. Look at the light.
She's like a little fembot.
Just keeping it real at the UC.
Oh.
That's what you're doing. No big deal.
No big deal.
No big deal. Rokon Show goes all over the world, and we...
try to behave at every place we go.
Although Violetta didn't. Violetta almost was... This and we are not making this up. Violetta was actually pulled aside by Mexican authorities before we got on the aircraft.
That is true. My paperwork did not hold up.
But that was a paperwork issue. It was not a behavioral thing.
Yes. So
it was right. All fine.
That's at least what we're telling our bosses.
That's what we're saying.
Landed. Yeah.
That's the story.
She drew her own passport picture. It was a little sketch.
Yeah.
Me,
and that's
mom,
not allowed.
Dad holding hands from a little restaurant.
Then they made it into a plate.
All right, then we broke it.
Scott King is with us.
Scott's here.
And Scott is, he's got a podcast at WGNradio.com or WGN Plus. Or I get so confused about all the different branding here, I'm not even sure what we do anymore.
But we're happy you're here, Scott.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Blackhawks crazy, right?
Yes, sir.
And you seem like a normal guy, but when you listen to the podcast or you read your work, you're very OCD about the game of hockey, my friend. I think that's very true.
Guilty, and it's that time of year where I've had four cups of coffee already today, and going to have more as the playoffs go on. So, yeah, that's true, Rob.
Can you make me feel a little bit better, Scott, about the notion of the first round here? Because, I have a very, I hope it's not a false sense, but a sense of security about this because, I've been watching this team all year. They gel really, really well together. You know, a little clunky at the end of the season. They did have some injuries. But, man, when these guys want to play, they're as great a hockey team as you could imagine.
Yeah, totally. I think even though it's a different mix of a team, you have four rookies that are going to be in the lineup. You have all these veterans, and they have a switch. They turn it on for the playoffs every year. So you kind of know what you're going to get. But the thing you can't judge is calls and puck luck. So playoffs, obviously, a tough game. It's not just a different kind of hockey in the NHL. It's a different sport. So
talk about the matchup at goalie here. Give us a little sense of Corey Crawford versus his Predator.
Sure, yeah. No, it's interesting. They actually had the same save percentage at the end of the regular season, .918, and that's not really indicative of how they both played. Obviously, Crawford had to overcome surgery on the appendectomy, emergency appendectomy, and he wasn't quite the same after, but he started to rebound later in the season. He started to regain his form and look like himself, and whereas Pecorino had a bad start and was really inconsistent throughout the regular season, then he found his game at the end of the season.
But Pecorino is one of the greats. I mean, you know that you're going up against a guy who's very, very, very
you
good.
You do, but if you read him early, like in 2010, 2015, you could really get the best of him. He's inconsistent in the playoffs. He has pretty bad numbers in the playoffs.
That's great. Scott's absolutely right. He's the kind of guy you could either dominate a series or you could see him skating to the bench in the middle of the second period tonight when it's 4-0 or 5-0.
That'd be early, but it's possible. Anything's possible.
That'd be fun.
One of the strengths we talked about all year was the depth for this Hawks team. Is this the deepest team Coach Q's had here? And how much of an advantage do they have on the Predators in that regard?
That's a good question. I think it's close. I think if you look at, you match up the first and second lines, both teams, Predators have Ryan Johansson, a good center. They have two guys who scored 31 goals, and Forsberg and Arvidsson, I think is his name. But and obviously Blackhawks, you have Kane, you have Taves, you have guys that are household names for a reason. And I think they're going to get the better of those matchups, the Blackhawks. But I think if you go in the bottom six, the third line, the fourth line, I like the Hawks' third line. I think Ryan Hartman almost scored 20 goals as a rookie, and he flew under the radar because of guys like Austin Matthews in Toronto. And right. There's so many good rookies in the NHL now. But you have Marian Hossa as a bottom six player on a third line. I mean, if you're putting your best guys against Kane and Taves, right. The first two lines, who's going to cover Marian Hossa in the season right. Where he scored over 20 goals again?
Marian Hossa, who is, as we know, the undead. He is actually a vampire.
Doesn't age.
He doesn't age. He gets younger, mm-hmm. And it's a little
better.
And Artem Anisimov, I mean, that's a very important return here to the lineup.
It's huge, yeah. He's been out since March 14th with a leg injury. So he's gotten a lot of rest.
Lower body.
He said leg in a media scrum yesterday.
Yeah, but
so.
we don't quote him on
that. Yeah.
I still love that about the NHL.
It's
Franklin level.
Someone in the family isn't feeling well. That's the specific we're going to get.
It's just like...
Long line shopping, upper body.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott, all show we've been talking about the difference between regular season hockey and postseason hockey. For you, what does that mean? What's the biggest difference between regular and the playoffs?
I think guys just go harder. I think both teams, you know, it's tighter. You know, you don't want to make any mistakes at all. That's why you saw two games go to overtime last night already in the Western Conference. Luckily, there was only one overtime for the one I was watching, Minnesota and St. Louis. Otherwise, I'd be even more exhausted today. But, the guys just play tighter. You don't want to make any mistakes because all the teams that are in the playoffs are great teams. They're going to capitalize on each and every mistake.
They know everything counts. The player I'm most excited to see is Kane because in the playoffs he seems to just pull magic out. And he's so exciting to watch. He makes it happen and really delivers for his team. It's going to be incredible to watch.
Yeah, you're right. And he could be more of a clutch player. And you have Anisimov coming back with all this rest. And, yeah. And him and Panarin, they played a big part in Kane getting MVP honors last year.
Yeah.
So and I expect that line to be the best line again.
Right. And it's just and it is really fun to watch them. And Panarin is one of those guys, when you look at him, you're just amazed at how fluid he is, how great he is. He's like one of these quiet all-stars.
Sure, yeah.
You know, he's like a guy that just produces and produces and produces. And he does something spectacular, and you're like, this guy doesn't look like he's going to do something spectacular, and then he does it.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he makes space. He plays a very similar game to Patrick Kane
exactly.
On the other side, and then you've got Anisimov just kind of holding that center so beautifully. And and this is what I love most about Jonathan Taves. Jonathan Taves, the captain, is so giving. He wants all of he's trying to build a team around him of greats. Mm-hmm. And he wants that number one line to be as great as it could possibly be because it gives them greater opportunity in the second line.
Right, yeah. Both those lines do everything. And you have, I think, Anisimov's flown under the radar at how good he is at center. You know, we know he's hurt a lot this year, but big body wins a lot of faceoffs. He sits in front of the net a lot, so you can get some traffic there, get some pucks in. And there's a reason that almost every play on the ice from that second line is there as a highlight reel play, whether they score or not. The stretch passes, plays against the boards, they're fantastic.
Awesome. So we're very excited. Well, Scott, thank you very much, and welcome to the team.
Thank you, guys.
And,
appreciate it.
If you would like to hear Scott's really intensive, data-rich work, he is kind of the... he's kind of the... That, you know, 538 or one of those. And if you like politics, you like those like data things.
Very wonky. Yeah.
Very wonky. That's what you're going to get.
But yeah, it's an Scott. Easy read. He breaks it down nicely.
Thank you. I'm like our Blackhawks accountant, if you will.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Wow. I like it.
Pat really appreciates that easy read part. He's got the index finger going along the words.
Right. I send him a different one with pictures. So Kevin gets it.
It's a coloring book. I just color in the Blackhawks logo.
Well, and great. Right. And Kevin, every night in his bedroom that he was, you know, he grew up in, and he stares at the Patrick Kane poster over his bed, and he kind of prays to him, and then he goes to sleep.
Black and Fox I listen to Scott's podcast all in my headphones. It's a beautiful thing. Puts
Appreciate
me to sleep every night, Scott.
He means that in the best possible way, Scott. Don't you worry.
Sounds
about
weird,
it.
But it's okay.
All right. Go to WGNRadio.com. It's Blackhawks Crazy.